A youth kayak trip returned to Petersburg this week after 7 days at sea. As KFSK's Hannah Weaver reports, the teenagers learned both outdoor skills and about themselves.
On a gravel patch at Sandy Beach, a group of teenagers circle up. Four instructors lead them in icebreaker games before they head out for a week-long kayak expedition. Instructor Kevin Vaca draws circles in the gravel for a game about comfort zones.
Out here, in this little middle circle, this little middle area, known as our growth zones, or our stretch zones.
Then the teens and instructors move in the circle depending on how comfortable they are with the given activity. Vaca suggests a divisive example.
What about giving like a class presentation?
Some stay right in the middle, but 13-year-old Summer Wells runs far outside the comfort zone circle, all the way to the bushes.
Hi, Summer! Hi, Summer.
The game is a preview into one of the trip's key goals, pushing the participants outside of their comfort zone. For 7 days, they'll kayak along the south end of Mitkoff Island, camping along the way. The trip is organized by the Petersburg Medical Center and the outdoor education group Onward and Upward. The group bonded right away, nicknaming themselves the Cowfish Jockeys. It's an inside joke I won't even try to explain. Starting on day one, they dove into kayak skills.
So when we do sweep strokes, we're going to line up and twist our body. We're going to place it in by the stern of our boat and make one long sweep.
And played lots of games on land.
Side crab. And oh my gosh, look at that thing on the ground.
One returning participant taught everyone how to tie a fly, which was new for 13-year-old Summer.
I've never done fly fishing before, but I got really good at it, I think. And I got it pretty far for my first time. The fish I got, I released it because there wasn't much meat on it.
Was there a moment for you throughout the trip that felt like you were getting outside of your comfort zone a little bit?
Probably setting up like the burner stove thing. I wasn't really good at that, but I did better at cooking. And every meal had like sand in it or something.
Did it taste good still?
Mm-hmm.
The instructors say another focus was on building self-sufficiency. Katie Holmlund runs Petersburg Medical Center's youth programs and was one of the instructors. She says she was impressed with how much the group progressed throughout the week. For the last few miles of kayaking, she says the teens led it all themselves.
Hearing them, especially on that last day, checking in with one another, like, how are you feeling? Do you think we need to pot up? Need anything? And supporting one another in that way. And having young people do that is a tremendous, tremendous gift, really.
Holmlund says the return was emotional for the participants.
And all 12 participants said they want to do this again. And their low of the week was going home. I think that's a sign of a successful trip.
She says they're already planning for next year.
Cowfish Jockeys on three.
Three.
Cowfish Jockeys!
In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.